First of all, one of the things I wanted to know is why the title Jim? I mean, I know it's an obvious reference to yourself kind of thing, but is that, why did you want to have such like a broad kind of title?
Well, I don't know. The story of it actually is, I was sitting outside in a restaurant in Paris, and we'd just had a long day of recording with Gonzalez and Mocky and me, and we were kind of hanging out with my girlfriend just eating something. And then Gonzo turned to me after we'd eaten and said, "So, you know, what's the name of the record?" And he always kind of drops big questions on you. That's kind of nature of the guy. So I kind of like paused for a second and just kind of plucked out Jim from the air. You know? And somehow he kind of paused and was like, "Not bad. It's pretty good, actually. It's very you." So I was like, "Well, there you go then, that's the name of the record." That's the true story of the name of the record, and I kind of tried to change it a couple of times, and I thought, oh, so fucking pretentious. Tried to call it some other thing and dream up a name for it, and I thought, you know what, it's kind of weird, and it catches your attention, and I like the look of the name as well. I like the look of the word. To me, the sort of, the symmetry of letters. I am Jim. Well, it's one part of me, you know. It's a good friendly alter ego, and only a few people call me Jim, and whenever they call me Jim, they seem to be kind of happy about the kind of guy that I must be when I'm Jim, you know. No one ever says, "Hey, Jim, you owe me money," you know. It hasn't happened yet anyway. It probably will.
What I wanted to know is the record kind of like a continuation off of Multiply?
Yeah, you could call it that. I mean, I was a little bit concerned that it sounded a bit like Multiply, maybe too much, you know. But I was lucky enough to meet Rick Rubin on the whole journey for this record. Columbia were going to pick it up at one point. So I went to his house in Malibu. And one of the things that I asked him, I was like, "Hey, you know, does this sound like Multiply all over again?" And he was like, "Yeah, to me, no. It sounds like a much more consistent and confident and solid production, and all the songs seem like they fit together, and it's a totally different record." So I was like, "Okay, that's cool. If it comes from Rick Rubin, if he's happy with that, then so am I." You know what I mean? I'm maybe a little bit too close to the music sometimes. I can comment on what kind of songs there are on the record. There's a relationship, you know. I'm singing. There's music.
How was the record actually recorded, the new record?
Yeah, I mean, I decided to take a bit of a different approach on this because in the past we've worked mostly in Berlin and sort of gone for a kind of bit-by-bit kind of approach, you know, doing things slowly but surely. And this time I really wanted to make sure I had songs that were really tight and that really kind of felt good to me before we actually even went into the studio, you know. So we made sure the blueprints for the music were solid, and then we just kind of went in very quickly, recorded them in LA. Most of them were recorded in LA anyway. We recorded seven of the tracks there, and then the remaining three we did in Paris in a kind of live situation. So you know, it was really cool just to kind of have a different approach this time around. Mm-hmm. It was really you know, I think we only spent maybe 3 weeks in the studio, and then there was quite a lot of editing and vocal work that came afterwards. But the majority of the bed tracks was recorded super fast. And I think I really wanted to have more of a consistent sound quality and a kind of you know, just kind of more believable album quality to the music this time around. I felt sometimes in Multiply the songs felt they were kind of too far away from each other or something.
Okay.
So that was kind of what we tried to do, and it sounded good. So
what would be your five Desert Island Records at the moment today?
That's always a difficult question. It's always make or break, isn't it, the Desert Island?
Yeah.
You can't turn back. Obviously, There's a Riot going on, would have to be part of it.
Okay.
I might take a little bit of Velvet Underground and Nico, probably. I'd have a little Bowie, maybe a little Hunky Dory.
Mm-hmm.
What else would I have? I'd probably chuck in a little bit of Prince. What could be a good Prince? Sign of the Times, always a good one.
Nice.
And you get good value for your island. You get two discs. And I've got to chuck in a bit of Marvin. But this time I'm going to go for a weird Marvin choice. I'll take Vulnerable. It's a nice way to chill out on the island. I've got a lot of upbeat stuff.